This is the news in brief from the United Nations. The UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR, has urged the Libyan government to immediately address the dire situation of asylum seekers and refugees in a humane and rights-based manner. UNHCR said on Friday that authorities carried out raids and arbitrary arrests this month, which targeted areas largely populated by refugees and asylum seekers. This resulted in several deaths, thousands detained and many homeless and destitute. Vincent Cochetel, UNHCR's special envoy for the Western and Central Mediterranean situation, called on the Libyan authorities to come up with a proper plan to address the sharp deterioration in the situation of asylum seekers and refugees in Tripoli that respects their rights and identifies durable solutions. Israel has been urged to either release or charge five Palestinian prisoners currently on hunger strike in Israeli prisons. Grave concerns have been expressed for the lives of the prisoners by UN-appointed independent rights experts, who on Thursday called on the Israeli government to completely end the unlawful practice of administrative detention. In a statement, the experts said that Israel continues to detain more than 500 Palestinians, including six children, without charges, without trials, without convictions. They are being held on the basis of classified secret information that the detainees cannot access or challenge, and they do not know when or if they are going to be released, according to the Human Rights Council-appointed experts. According to them, the five hunger strikers, all men in their 20s and 30s, have been refusing food for between 58 and 99 days to protest at being held in administrative detention for months or even years at a time. Almost 9,000 Haitian migrants have received post-arrival assistance on their return from the US, Mexico and Caribbean over the past month, the International Organization for Migration, or IOM, said on Friday. Returnees received hot meals, water hygiene kits and pocket money at two main reception points, Port-au-Prince, Toussaint Louverture Airport and the Cap Haitien International Airport. The most vulnerable were also offered medical and psychosocial support, and phones were provided for returnees to contact relatives living in the Caribbean nation. Many of the migrants have been out of the country for years, while others only recently attempted to leave owing to the 14th of August earthquake, said Giuseppe Lopretti, IOM's chief of mission in Haiti. Daniel Johnson, UN News.